Hello and welcome to Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew.
Hi there, everybody. You've got it tuned to FBI Radio on 94.5 FM. Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew here. I'm Robbie.
Mayday, mayday. You there? I really can't hear out of these headphones. FBI, not good enough.
Really? I think there's a headphone volume control.
Yep, and I'm twiddling on that as we speak.
Okay, anyway.
That is Jordan talking, yes. And this is Tom. How's okay, it going?
Great start. We've got such a great show lined up for everybody out there. We're talking about Sherlock Holmes, Zoolander versus Austin Powers, children, baby food, these sorts of things.
Yeah, all
just
the
a
things.
Bunch of subjects, really.
Yeah. So firstly, sorry about last week. We had to pre-record our show, which is not the most professional thing to do, but it's because Robbie and I had a paid job that we had to prioritize over this, where we went to the Optus...
Korean men.
Yeah, we went to the Optus Superstore. What is it? No, the Optus headquarters, where all the staff work. It's this huge campus-like area. And like you would imagine Optus would do, they were trying to sell an Optus product to their own staff, which was a free stand streaming service. So
with a confused mishmash of advertising all intertwined into one another. You had Optus, Stan, and ice cream.
So we had to dress up as Sherlock Holmes because Sherlock Holmes is the hero show of stands. And
that's all they got.
Yeah, that was
switch
our
over
brief.
Today.
Yeah. So we had to hand out all these ice creams, and it was a very demeaning job. But
it started off quite well as well when we actually met the person who was organising it. She asked, she hasn't met us before, and she goes, "Oh, so you know, have you got any acting experience, guys?" And Tom just goes, "No." The lady who booked us was getting all scared, like, "Be yourself up, guys. You don't have to worry about that. Like, you know, tell us what else you've done."
Because her job relied on it as well. She was just one of the many ants that works at Optus.
Yeah, she's like a talent scout, meaning to get the best Sherlock she could, and she got these four idiots. Like, the other two guys we were with were great, but they were like in university, so it made sense why they would be wanting to do this job. While Robbie and I just made no sense. We're way too old to be doing this kind of thing.
We should have been walking through the gates with them.
Yeah. We should be working there. Yeah, which happened to me while I was serving ice cream. I had my head like dug down into the refrigerator trying to pull an ice cream out, wearing a Sherlock Holmes hat, saying like, "Oh, do you want caramel or cookies and cream or what?" Like in a Sherlock Holmes voice. And he's just like, "Oh yeah, just caramel, thanks." And I look up and it's a guy that I used to work with, and he's
your
clearly,
former boss.
Yeah, he's clearly done a lot better than I have, because now he's getting the ice cream from me, and it was just a very awkward interchange of
God. What a low point of existence. Yeah. You dressed up as a fictional character, handing him ice cream in what is clearly a temporary job.
You're
not professionally Sherlock Holmes. Yeah,
I didn't want to take my head out because I knew he'd notice my face and realize who it was.
I wonder what he thought at that point.
Yeah.
Did he think that your life had just really fallen off the rails, as it had, which would have been a very accurate guess? Yeah. Or was he suspecting that you really wanted to make it big on a cruise ship?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the pathway you'd be going down.
As the lost and found guy on this fabulous costume extravaganza to Tahiti. You're the guy that's always going, "Ah, so you've lost your keys, have you? Well, let me look in the lost and found then, eh?" Yeah. And that was your dream in life.
But yeah, I think we did a pretty good job at being Sherlock, so we thought we might...
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Well, do you want to...
No, go, sorry.
Well, we're going to play Whodunit, because Robbie did a particularly good job at being Sherlock. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
And he's going to be going on to do more costume drama with this agency later.
I hope so. So, if anybody knows about any costume jobs, you need people to dress up as, you know, Barney, whatever, I'll do it.
I feel kind of bad. I was just joking about Tom wanting that to be his dream job. And it actually is Robbie's dream job.
I think it sort of suits me. Okay, yeah.
It truly does.
Because you also dressed up as an emoticon last week, didn't you?
I did as well,
and
yeah.
And you loved every second of it.
It's pretty good, I have to say. I think I'm good at it, and if you know of anything, let us know. We've got a pitch in the hole here, or you can text in on 0409-945-945. But anyway, in relation to that particular Sherlock gig, now we're going to have a little game.
So we thought we'd play this with you, Robbie, because you're such a good Sherlock. Can you do this whodunit?
Okay. All right. Let's have a little look-see. Can I?
All right.
Got some whodunit.
So we've come into your office. You're Sherlock Holmes. We've got a problem for you. and we need your help, Sherlock.
Yep. Yes. What would you like me to do? My name's Sherlock.
That's what $240 gets you. Somebody who forgets the accent, quickly jumbles into it, and makes it seem like nothing happened. He was just a character from the very beginning, hoping that everyone forgets.
That's how good it gets.
It's all a ruse, my friend. Here's my boy Watson.
It's good.
So, yeah, here's our problem, is that the other day I went home and my bed was all ruffled and, like, out of place. And I'd just been there a few hours ago. The only person in the house was actually you, Robbie. So I was just wondering if you knew anything.
Who
about
done
that.
It?
Who's, who did that one?
Who ruffled your bed?
Yeah, yeah.
Not even who ruffled it. Who was sleeping in Tom's bed when you were the only person in the house?
Yeah, who could it be?
I didn't touch your bed.
Where's your accent?
Who would it be, I wonder? It might be... It couldn't be Robbie, though. He wouldn't have done
that. Well, you're the detective, Sherlock, but all
I am,
is...
and I'm going to use my powers of supreme deduction.
Well, you tell me, mate. Who could it have been?
It could have been, you know, any number of stray cats or, you know, next-door neighbours.
Oh, just admit.
I dropped the act. I didn't. All right, no, I
just
didn't.
Just say you slept
no,
in
I
his
didn't.
Bed.
No, I didn't.
Your
I
bed's like 20 feet away from
I
it.
I didn't
it
touch your
so
bed.
Yeah, that was the weirdest part. You live in that house. Why did you sleep on his? Did you just miss his smell? Is that why you slept on it?
I didn't do this, Tom. I'm serious. Right. Yeah. I didn't do it.
You did.
I didn't.
Just admit it, you creep.
No.
You weird man.
Yeah, this is just to expose you Robbie.
What? No. No. It was definitely you. Well, we just want to know why now.
No.
At least give us that,
stop,
Sherlock.
Stop this. Okay, well, you're with Tom Montague and the Crocodile Crew. We'll talk about this after the break.
Everyone know.
Sorry, go. What?
Just, you're a crazy man.
Oh, for God. This is why did I... Oh.
I don't know why he stopped.
Shut up. Hi there. You've got to tune to FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Tom Montedude and the Crocodile Crew here. That was the song Fade from Kanye West's new album, The Life of Pablo. Have you guys listened to that?
Yeah, you
album?
Showed me a little bit
yeah,
the other day.
It's kind of cool, isn't it? You know,
wasn't really paying attention because my brand new video on the lockout laws is available at Fredly Joys on the Facebook page. I know I'm not allowed to do it, but, you know, I'm sure the FBI audience would dig that.
Yeah. We're talking a big segment, a big juicy segment now. Zoolander versus Austin Powers. What's better?
Tom and I are very much of the opinion that Austin Powers... is worthy of such a comparison, whereas yeah. Jordan
is heavily of the opinion that it's not.
It's probably better weird. Would be to just do, is Austin Powers any good? Because we all agree Zoolander's great, I think. Do you like Zoolander, Robbie?
Yeah, I probably prefer Austin Powers, to be honest.
Oh, for Christ's sake. So we have to go back to this question, do we?
Okay.
This pre... Everybody... I thought that we could just evolve on from this, but we have to even get the basics right. So, explain yourself. Why do you think Austin Powers is better? Is it because you think you can do the impersonation?
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
That's so bad. I can't understand how you're so in love with impressions.
Stop thinking you're good at them. You're not good at any impressions.
I can do Austin Powers at parties if you need me to.
He's got the teeth and the hair.
No, but we rewatched Austin Powers the other day on Netflix, like a few of the, like we're up to the third one, and it is like amazingly good. So if you haven't watched it in a while,
I mean, you forget about the initial scene, don't you? You forget about the choreographed dancing to that incredible song that just works so well with this character. You know, do 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 do.
Yeah,
that's your favourite joke.
It's No. The best joke is when he stops. So he's dancing and then he stops and he's sort of standing. And this is like dog face on the radio, isn't it?
This is the
doing
worst
an expression.
When you just...
He's heaving. He's heaving. Going.
Like he's tired because he's done such an elaborate dance number.
And Robbie and Tom are of the opinion that that is the height of comedy.
Yes.
I have seen that joke in year 7.
No
when we
way.
Used to do drama and they
it.
Were sending up something from breaking the fourth wall, it was either that or someone would stage slap someone on stage and then they go, did you just stage slap me? It's at that level of drama gag.
That's because Austin Powers was massive at the time, so they just would have been, like, copying it. But that's the thing, I think. You don't like Austin Powers because it's been so overly referenced over the last decade. It's become, like,
It's been completely forgotten, really. I haven't thought about Austin Powers until you guys brought it up. I looked at it, I saw it again maybe when I was about 20, and then I thought, this is nowhere near as good as I remember it when I was 12. Watched Zoolander again, it was like, okay, this is just as good as I remember it when I was 12.
I love Zoolander, but you do not give Austin Powers enough credit, especially because
I give
love
Austin
Jackass.
Powers no credit. No, I know. You hear me?
It is a genius.
But you like Dr. Evil, though, right? So there's you think there are redeeming aspects of it.
That's fine. There's one good character in it, but he's not the main.
He is the main character. Him and Austin Powers are, like, equally massive. They're the two, like, leading
men.
You guys, you just won't give a dog a bone, will you?
All right,
you just taunted in front of him, and you're just saying this to get some controversy out of me. I know you can't possibly think this.
Oh, okay, so
I
we're
can't
never
think that Zoolander is as good as Austin Powers. I refuse
it's as good,
to accept
yeah.
this.
No. Yeah, so we're going to be taking a call. So, the first person who calls in, they're going to decide this, because we obviously can't make up our minds. And when we pick up the call, they're either going to do a Dr. Evil pinky face thing, or they're going to do
a Blue Steel. And we have to guess, and if we're wrong, then they're wrong of what their opinion is, and if we're right, then they're right. But
very
you can't
confusing.
Say anything, and you're the first caller ever on Tom Monty Doo Doo and the Crocodile Crew.
Please, a special mention to Dunks. If you could get in contact with us, that'd be amazing.
So the number to call is 833-222-999.
And to stress this, the only person that's allowed to mention anything on the phone until we have our guess is Dunks, to inform the audience that it is indeed your boy Dunks.
All right, so we'll be taking calls, so ring in during the next song. And yeah, let's...
Okay, the number again, 833-22-999.
And sorry to everybody listening to that, we were just really scrambling to think of a subject where we could get people to call in. We don't really feel that strong about this opinion, but it's because I saw Zoolander 2, it's alright. So.
Hi there, you've got it tuned to...
Why?
You've got it tuned
this
to
is
FBI
so stressful.
Sorry, one second, alright. FBI Radio 94.5 FM, Tom Mighty Dude and the Crocodile Crew with you. That was your boy Mac DeMarco there with his song, The Way You'd Love Her. We've got some callers calling in, and I just have to say...
Back-to-back boys,
okay, today. And I just have to say, this guy Cameron called in, and sorry, I'm just learning how to do the phones at the moment, so I think I hung up on you.
Yeah, and you were the first caller. Nonetheless, you don't take pretexts on this show. You are disqualified.
Because your boy Dunks is here. Hello, Dunks. How's it going?
Yo.
There he is! Woo! And himself!
Oh, my God.
The All guy right. that signs out on Dunks. How did you come up with this nickname for yourself? Oh, yeah, sorry. Be quiet for a second. We've got to play your official intro music.
All right, that's enough.
Y'all ready for this? Duncan, your boy Dunks, here he is.
Oh. Yeah, we'll just pretend that none of that went live to air, even though we've been on air for the last minute. But Dunks. How'd you come up with the nickname before we get into the nitty-gritty of this segment?
Incredibly simple. All I had to do, chop the end off, add an S, and that's comedy magic right there.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, no, that's a great... But the your boy. Where did you come up with the your boy?
It came naturally, man. I didn't have to think about it at all.
Yeah, the mark of a true genius. All right, yeah, so course. Dunks, we're going to need you to either do a Dr. Evil finger to your lip or a Zoolander Blue Steel.
And think about this. Think about this, Dunks.
Depending on which you think is better.
Because if you're correct by us guessing correctly, that's the way that you'd be correct in this very bizarre haphazard game that we thought of, you have officially made it better than the other one. So there's a lot of pressure on your shoulders, but I know
I'm
that some
it.
Yep.
So you're doing it right now?
I'm doing it right now.
He's doing the Dr. Evil thing, I can tell.
Are you,
you're just saying that because you like Dr. Evil.
That is, what are you doing? All right, let's have a...
Well, he's talking while he's doing it. Through. To do the expression, he'd have
you
to be...
You know me. You know me, you know what I like. I think you've got this.
Yep, I knew it. Thank you, Dunks. Admit it, Jordan. Austin Powers is better.
I can't disagree with somebody that nicknames himself your boy Dunks. He's correct. It's official. It is official. Zoolander is worse than Austin Powers. There, I said it. The biggest fan of Zoolander. The movie that inspired me to become a male model in the first place. Gone. Out the window. Yep. Austin Powers is better.
That's right.
Can I just clarify, were you doing the Dr. Evil expression?
100%, yes.
Yes, thank you.
Elementary, man. Austin Powers is so much better.
Thanks, man. Yeah, definitely.
I don't even know why that was a discussion.
I know. Right, I know.
Don't have to rub it in, Dunks. Really appreciate you calling in, mate.
Anyway, Dunks.
You're pushing it.
Dunks, thanks so much for calling in. We will now play you out with a lovely, your track.
What do you think about referring to yourself from now on in texts when you say a really good one as, instead of your boy Dunks, just being like, that's a slam Dunks?
Yes. It's an old favourite of mine, that one. So, yeah, I'll throw it in for you.
It's official!
Thank you to Duncan. Peace out, Dunks. Thanks so much, brother.
Much love.
Much love to Dunks over there. He's made it official. Austin Powers is better than Zoolander.
All right, so now we're going to talk about... Yeah. Do you think that children get too much praise?
The best segue this show's ever produced. We're talking about children now, and we are looking back in our past, and we're thinking, Jordan said, kids get too much praise. That it makes a bad adult, right? When a kid gets too much praise...
No, I didn't even say anything about a bad adult. I just don't like the fact that the bar is so low for kids to get kudos. Because when you look at them now, for instance, I was walking past a neighbor's house. Some baby was walking out, and then the mum goes, "Say bye to Lola." And then the baby goes, "Bah, yeah, yeah." So it doesn't even say Lola, it says yo-ya. And everybody laughs, loses it. It's not a good joke.
How are you criticizing a child about its like joke work? It should be like,
because. It has to learn some point. Why don't we just put it in this fantasy world that it's a comedic genius from the beginning? Yeah. It just doesn't know how to speak English. It's cruel.
What, do you have any examples from your childhood where you got too much praise for something that you shouldn't have been?
I remember cracking a gag because I saw a giraffe at school make some joke to a mouse that was caught in Swiss cheese, and then the giraffe bends down with its huge neck and says to the mouse, "I bet you're pretty cheese stuff right now."
Right.
Great joke in the context, right?
I guess.
I say, well, now who's the comedy critic? Yeah. So I say it at a family gathering at a place where it is completely not required.
Mm.
It was just in the middle of conversation, and then I just go out with, "I bet you're pretty cheese, yeah, yeah, yeah." And everybody just is silent at the table until good old Uncle Barry looks around nervously and goes, "Bruh, bruh, 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 bruh," and then everybody just awkwardly laughs it off. And I thought that was so smooth at the time.
Wow.
But on reflection, that wasn't smooth. That was rough.
Yeah. I used to do this thing where... I would try and dance as quickly as I possibly could. Like, and I thought the quicker I'd be dancing, the quicker I could like move my arms and throw my arms around the place, the better my dancing was. And my mum used to just think it was the funniest thing. So whenever she'd have, you know, friends over or something, she'd always get me to come out and like do my dance for like family friends, just dancing as quickly as I can. And now when I look back on it, it's just this,
it's pretty entertaining.
Very, yeah, but it's very like, I wish it was honest with me that about how ridiculous I looked, because it's just so embarrassing thinking back at that.
No, it still qualifies as a good time though.
Yeah, I loved it at the time.
Mine is clearly an awful, I made the experience worse. Tom, would you please dance for Robbie and I right now on air, quickly. I bet it'll be great.
Yeah, I don't even know if I could physically do it now, but yeah, something like this.
So, give us an example of... It's still pretty good. It's still pretty good.
Just quick as
he looks like one of those inflatable men that you see in the discount stores that you put underneath a wind tunnel, and then it just goes there going like crazy bug.
But there was a point where I learnt like this is ridiculous, and my mum still wanted me doing it, so it was just this kind of no, can I not? Like, and she's like, just do the dance.
But I think my sister. I don't know if she was praised for it, but I don't think much was done. When I was a child, I was just sleeping on the couch, and she comes up, just smacks me on the head with, like, a big, big spoon, like a huge sort of serving spoon. And I think
it's metal.
Yeah, like a big kind of, maybe it was even a saucepan, like a small saucepan.
That's virtually attempted murder.
Yeah, I don't know why. She doesn't really remember. I think she was quite young, but... yeah, maybe not enough was made of that. What do you think?
But were you given praise for it? Were they I like, think she oh, might have Robbie, been. You've got such a hard head. Good work. Or anything like that.
No, I think she was potentially praised.
For doing
but
it.
Like, finding the saucepan.
Oh, you right. That would cause pain. Yeah.
There you go. Now you know. Now you know, don't you? Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
So, as usual, Robbie, you've completely misunderstood the point of this segment.
Oh.
We were supposed to relay stories about us... Oh. Not getting getting inadequate praise that we shouldn't be getting it for. You haven't done that.
Oh, what did I do the opposite?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, right.
By automatic default, you've lost this challenge.
Oh, for goodness.
We have a big jar of baby food here, which is what's the flavor?
Heinz creamy pasta and tuna mornay. We've been discussing it fervently. What the hell is mornay? No one knows, but by the sight of it, it really is just the same picture as... It looks exactly like vomit. And Robbie will be eating it now.
Okay.
All right, so Robbie is...
Should be all right. I mean, if it's for babies, it must be nice for everybody.
That really doesn't smell good.
You like baby food, though, don't you, Jordan?
I like baby food when it's custard or banana pie.
Oh, yeah.
This okay. is just, all right, this is just mushed up pasta.
Get this over with.
With tuna. I don't know how long that's been in there as well.
Yeah.
Well, babies can eat it, so surely you can too.
Okay.
It's like dog food or something. There it is. How's that?
It's actually all right. It's kind of like, it's not... I wish there was more of a bang to that, but it's kind of just delicious, really.
Oh.
Do you want to try it?
It's turned into a positive review. All right. All right. Yeah, no.
I really wasn't expecting that.
No, neither was I, to be honest.
If you've got a handy $2.50, it seems like Robbie's recommending you get this.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to try it. Let's just go to a song, maybe.
I'm going to try.
Okay. This is Black Ballerina by Ariel Pink.
It's really good. Go get it now at IGA.
FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Hi there, you've got it tuned to FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Tom Montedudo and the Crocodile Crew with you. That was Black Ballerina by Ariel Pink. We've got a caller on the line. His name's Mr. Y, and he'd like to speak to Jordan. Jordan, how do you feel about this?
Extremely curious. Okay. Especially seeing as we only put out the number once.
Yeah.
And 14 minutes later, Mr. Y is coming in.
And it sounds as if it's completely unrelated to the earlier question. But anyway, we'll bring him on now. His name is...
clearly not Mr. Y.
Anyway,
I don't know why you're using an alias, but go for it, mate.
Oh, my God, Jordan, you spooch. I just got back from Turkey and I've seen all this shit on the internet about me. What the hell?
Oh. Someone impersonating you, man.
Oh, mate, I swear. Jordy, what are you doing, man? We were mates. What's going on?
Oh, man, he's found me. This is the day that I've really been regretting. I really hope this is a prank. Because if it's real, man, please.
Just
don't scare me like that. I'm actually having a heart attack. I really do not want to meet Yilmaz. Really good impression, though, mate. All right.
Yeah, thanks so much for Mr. Y for calling in.
Cheers.
All right, so now we're going to do a thing called, I'm not sure exactly, but it's called Where in the World is Tom? So how does this one work?
Really simple. And by really simple, I mean extremely difficult and tedious to explain. Bear with me. Tom, you don't like... You're always sitting in the corner, first off.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you've got that... It's like you've grown up in prison and you need to have your back to a wall just in case you're getting shanked from behind, right?
Yeah.
I've never seen somebody so defensive like that. It's just prisoners and rattlesnakes and Tom.
Yeah.
We've got to move you out of here. And we'll give you a fair chance of doing it as well. You can stay there if you win this extremely elaborate game that is obviously tilted towards you moving away from the side of the studio for once.
Oh, don't make me. There's the only other mic and is a standing up mic over there, and I can't really do that one.
Why have you got such a problem with that? It's such a radio classic to stand up for better projection.
No, it's just my leg today is just really sore, so I'd rather not.
I bet it's not even sore. I bet you've got pins and needles. I bet it's numb.
Why were you okay to do... We play social netball, right? And so the other morning, Tom wasn't able to play golf because he hurt his leg. But then he was very keen to play netball that evening. And now you're bringing up the leg thing again. How does that work?
Because netball is quick activity where you warm your leg up. It doesn't hurt until after the thing finishes. Well, standing somewhere or walking fairly casually for 4 hours will kind of slow. It's a slow drawn pain, if that makes sense. So anyway, what's your game?
okay. So, the game is, where in the world is Tom Montefiore? You have to think of a country off the top of your head, and we get 3 questions to guess where it is. If we're correct, you have to stand up.
Mm.
If we're incorrect, you have to tell us which of us is closer to being correct. Then we'll check in the break whether or not that's geographically accurate or not.
Okay.
And if it is, then you get to sit down.
Okay.
But if it's not, you have to stand up.
So I just say a country and then you go.
No, you don't say it.
You think it in your head.
Okay, I'm thinking of a country.
Were you paying attention?
It's like a car game.
Yep, all right. I'm thinking of a country.
For the car, if you're driving out there, you might want to try this. Play along.
Yeah. All right, I've got a country in my head.
Okay, good. Okay, so the first question. What's a sound you hear in that country?
You'd hear...
No, make the sound, Tom.
Oh, right. Okay. Beep, beep, honk, honk.
So you'd hear cars there.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm thinking every country on the planet at the moment.
Well, let's narrow it down a little bit more.
Not every country.
Let's narrow it down.
I really think number 2 is going to do that.
Okay. Do they wear hats in this particular country? For religious reasons or no?
No.
They don't wear hats.
No hats at all.
These are hatless people.
A hatless people.
Have you made up a country?
No. No, I haven't.
That question was designed to make you angry, and you love it. You love this question.
I'm getting a bit nervous about this, Jordan.
I just realised that we've actually made this game very difficult for us to win by asking stupid questions.
I did not realise that. I thought we were going to make the joke. This was the joke on Tom, I thought.
Not now.
But actually, we're just going to lose this game.
Question 3, that's terrible.
Okay, and this is question 3 that we... Yeah, I don't know why we thought that. But who was the Prime Minister of England when this country was founded, is the question.
Brackets, if you don't know, that's fine.
England wasn't a country when this country was founded, I think.
Okay, the only place I can think of is Bulgaria.
I'm pretty sure Bulgaria is probably...
How did you do it?
It's probably earlier than... It's probably later than Britain.
Did I get
how
it?
How did he get it? No, he didn't.
Oh, my God.
No,
I got
he didn't.
It.
He didn't.
Oh.
Okay.
Right. Now, do you guys have to guess countries and the closest to that country... Losers?
Okay, I'm going to say China.
Okay. Is my country or the country closest to my country?
Which one's closer?
It's Bulgaria or China?
Yeah.
Bulgaria.
Okay, we're going to check that up. And if you're wrong, you have to stand up. You're not out of this yet, Tom. But
I'm
it sounds
100%
like you're
certain.
Probably the country right next to Bulgaria.
But that's a great segue because we're talking about countries. We're going to talk about Australia. And when... Everyone loves Australia, right? And so, when did you realise that you were in Australia? Is there a particular time?
I heard a couple of tourists on the bus the other day that said, quote, I hate this place.
Actually?
Yes.
What the hell?
Their beef was it wasn't convenient enough.
Oh, right.
They were sitting on a bus. What more do you want?
Is that because it takes so long to get around the country.
They were just saying that you're going to go further than you're. I walk outside in my country, I go to corner store on corner, not good corner store.
So they meant like micro problems of things being too many steps away. Okay.
So because congealed Nestle milk is further than five houses away, they hate Australia. They hate the koalas, they hate Uluru, everything in this godforsaken continent. I mean, it's not convenient enough.
Well, though, I mean, they do sort of have a point. I mean, me and Tom were in Japan.
Congealed milk is convenient.
Earlier in the year, and, you know, they've got fast trains, right? And the transport is a glowing aspect of that particular country, I'd say.
That's a very true point. When you're sitting, waiting for a train at Town Hall, you realise, this is our train station for the CBD. Yeah. I just saw 10 rats. There is no tiles on the outside. They've just done the bare minimum of what it is for the train station that's underground not to collapse.
They
haven't made it look nice at all. And then these rickety old trains that look like some 90s subway station just comes in and goes, makes that sound.
And the way in which they vamp it up is they get screen ads, you know, TV screens up. That makes it awesome.
Yeah, with the woman going, if you do sit up, she gets six packs.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, what's the time that you felt like thinking, oh, I'm in Australia? Like, what's the time you've really felt Australian?
2 months before, when I was on that same bus, 380 Shouder, there was a guy, because it's near the beach, surfy walks on. The guy goes, can't get on here without change, mate. And the guy goes, oh, they're in my bag. And yeah, all right, get on.
As if that means,
Where else would that happen in the world?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure most countries would be so tense about it, they'd just be like, I don't care. Get out. Yeah. Get the hell off my bus, you vagrant. Everyone here was just like, yeah, it's in his bag. Fair. I wouldn't want to go through that.
Yeah.
You got your money? Nah, fair enough. Neither do the school kids. Get on.
Tom, does yours involve Vegemite in any way?
No, it doesn't. Oh. No, yeah, I was just thinking when we all went to Uluru last year, it felt very, even though you thought it would feel very kind of out of place, you actually did feel like, yeah, you know, this is my place. I live here.
My land.
Yeah.
Right.
Even though it's not accurate, but yeah, like, yeah. Did feel that.
Yeah, a lot of the audience would have a lot of problems.
Yeah, I know.
I can't help how I feel. Robbie, what's yours?
I probably felt most at home when I was in, I was walking in the supermarket the other day and I found they've got food there and all this sort of stuff, and I saw the New Zealand section. They had all the pineapple lumps and the various sort of chips that my gran loves and all this sort of stuff, and so I bought those chips and I've eaten those yesterday actually, and it's a great throwback, and it sort of reminds me of my hometown of New Zealand.
Robbie, this was about when did you feel like you're in Australia?
I thought it was home.
You don't listen to you.
Just stop fiddling around with buttons. Just listen to the first intro.
All right, let's just go to a song. Sorry, you always ruin the game.
Because as usual, like, yeah, we had the creamy pasta and tuna mornay baby food that you have to eat as punishments for having the worst story. And we found out that it's actually really delicious and it's only $2.50 at your local supermarket. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you just want to eat the rest of this baby food.
I'm pretty hungry, to be honest.
All right, well, grab it and eat it during the song.
Okay. This is... should we put it out there for them to text in with I'd be interested in an Australian story.
Yeah, right. If you've got an Australian story, text in to 0409 945 945.
What's your Australian story that you know will never make it to the ABC show?
Okay, here's a song. Oh dear, you've got to tune to FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Your boys Tom, Monty, Dudo and the Crocodile Crew in the studio. That was the song Romeo by Chela from their most recent album Moth. Jordan has got a great thought and he's gonna throw that out there now.
Alright, I'm gonna level with you. We severely underestimated how much fodder we need for this part. This okay. radio show. Everyone's just kidding me, saying, "Don't say that."
Do you know what? I'm going to read out this amazing text we got. Okay,
you and can do that. It's only going to eat up about 30 seconds.
No. Go on. What is the text? All right,
the text is
stop joking and this, around.
Stop joking around. He says, "You are joking, surely." We've got a great one here. It says, "F bitches get money, slam dunks out."
Oh, right.
Your boy dunks.
He's already used slam dunks.
If you were listening to it earlier in the show, your boy dunks actually did ring up and definitively exclaim that Austin Powers is better than Zoolander. And so we all have to agree with that now because of a man that signs his name out with either your boy dunks or slam dunks. How could you disagree with him? So he's just come in and used it again. Terrific stuff. So now, the next part of the segment we've got is... Oh, for God's sakes.
Okay, yeah, what's the next segment?
Okay, so, look, here's what's happened, right? We have 12 minutes to kill. No. We need to think of things to say.
Right, I'm going to go to a song.
Why are you going to... It just makes it more obvious we've got time to kill if we go to a song.
Okay, what's God your idea, it. Jordan?
Okay, so, anyway, what I've realised is that Mikey and Emma clearly don't do enough work on the Edge 96.1. No. So, what the... No. Why are you saying no to that?
They do. They do enough.
Are we just going to sling shit
so
now?
So, basically, what we're... half, right? Just half sling shit, half steal their idea. Okay. Where's your head at? We're doing 10 minutes of it. Ring into the studio now. Just tell us whatever's on your mind and we'll talk about it.
And we're all going to go down this trail. So, the number's 833-22-999. Your boy's Tom Monty Dude and the Crocodile Crew.
Where's what are you thinking your about? Head at?
Yep.
Taking calls.
Okay, taking calls. We're going to listen to a great song now. It's called The Less I Know, The Better, and it's by...
Don't say anything offensive either.
Yeah, and Yilmaz, don't call back in again, please.
I bet he's back.
The Less I Know, The Better by Tame Impala on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Your boy Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew in the studio.
All right, so we're searching for segment ideas, asking for you guys to send us some messages to see what we can do.
Where's your head at? Where is it?
What are you thinking? We got one text saying, Bondi Rescue, is it real? So we're going to be talking about that
very briefly. We're almost out of here.
That is great. So that's the Australian version of professional wrestling. Everybody's sitting there going, "Nah, surely there's not enough people drowning at Bondi."
Yeah,
surely
they couldn't film that. Like, why are they just going to film someone drown? Why are they just helping them?
So my opinion is that it is fake.
Yeah, I think it must be fake. What do you think?
Must be elements of it that are fake.
Because I live there, I see the guys that are on that TV show all the time. They're not rescuing anyone ever. The closest thing, once I was caught in a rip, and then one of them on a microphone was going, "Swim away from the rip, mate. Swim away from it." Well, I don't know how to do that.
Swim
just caught in
it,
there, that, like, I just was swimming, this little 12-year-old swimming through the rip, while this burly man was sitting there going, "No, to the side. To the side." Didn't
struggle
help me at
against
all.
The side.
When I finally get in there, he just goes, "Mate, can you speak English?" And I said, "Could you help me?" How are those guys capable of saving all of these people? It must be set up. They are clearly incompetent.
Do you guys ever see any dogs on that show on the beach? Are there any? Do they?
Well,
have
Bondi
any?
Vet, there's always dogs.
On Bondi Vet, they have dogs.
Would nice to bring in the other "Where's Your Head At?" Which is someone asked if we could talk about dog expressions
on the radio again.
Also noting that it is definitively the greatest radio segment ever, where you mime facial expressions of a dog. And then you see if your co-hosts can guess, and everybody listens to the fun of that.
Do you reckon dogs can smile? Do you reckon that's a thing?
Definitely. I've seen footage of a dog getting its hair cut, little Pomeranian puppy, and every time the snip comes in and he feels a little alleviation of less heat getting trapped under his body, you can see him closing his eyes going...
Jordan
and
is.
That's where dog faces comes in, guys. Yeah. What face is that?
It's like satisfaction.
Very satisfied dog.
Bingo.
Yes.
It took us three goes, but we finally got a correct dog face.
Yeah, nice. It's weird. It's a weird game trying to play, because you could play that human version, like, what expression am I doing? But you just swapping it for dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we are just doing that, aren't we? We're just doing human faces doing dog faces on the radio. Yeah.
You've always got to spoil the magic, don't you, Tom?
Yeah.
Revealing the curtain. Seems to be your department. You were the one that was in the previous segment before this saying that we had nothing to talk about.
I was not. I was trying to keep the illusion going.
Don't Robbie, try and rewrite
do you reckon
history.
Dogs can smile?
Yes, I have a dog, and I think it can smile when I give it some nice cuddles. I think it likes
happy.
That.
Yeah, you think that? I think that's the end of the show then.
Well, not just
not yet.
Yet.
You might think that, but you'd be wrong.
Yeah, do you reckon Bondi Vet's fake as well?
We're not talking. Shut up, Tom. Robbie's lab, it's back. And this week, we were going to just keep feeding him the creamy pasta and tuna mornay, but it's turned out that Robbie really likes it and has eaten the entire jar of baby food.
For everyone that doesn't know, Robbie's Lab is a segment where we test science and try and work out fun, different things that the scientists can't. So we get all the variables very constant in the radio studio. Mm-hmm.
And it always devolves in Robbie getting hurt.
All right.
So, this week, we're going to find out scientifically, does it hurt to get an empty jar of baby food specifically hit over your head? So we're keeping it open for the future. We're going to test other jars as well, maybe, of empty goods. Mm. But this week, it's just baby food.
All right, so it's either the bottom of the jar or the side. Which one hurts more? It's a glass jar. Are you ready for it, Robbie?
Yep.
And what do you think? Here
so
we go.
We're testing the bottom of the jar first.
Okay.
Now, tell us. This is like an optometrist test for pain. Better or worse?
Oh! That's really hard.
Ow. Out of 10.
Okay.
Out of 10,
I'll say 6.5.
Yeah, that's fairly awesome. All right, just on the side. A bit less hard there, maybe.
Oh.
Less?
Probably more.
That hurt more.
Probably more.
Well, there you go. There you have it. That's actually
that's
quite interesting.
That's Robbie's lab.
Okay.
Who never said science wasn't fun? Dr. Carl always said it was fun, but to anybody else that was doubting, no, it's fun.
Okay, this has been your boys, Tom Montedudo and the Crocodile Crew on FBR Radio 94.5. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll see you next week at Monday, midday till 1. That's the time. So here's a song. It's called The Charade by D'Angelo and The Vanguard.